Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here, tuning in to yourself. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And I have a question for you. The question is your spiritual quest leading you on a wild goose chase? What are you looking for? What are you searching for? And how will you know when you find it? Something to think about as we bring Carly Jackson to remind us of who we really are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
We are wonderful. We are whole. We are the delight of God. But we're still searching. And we're still looking. It's like something we got to find. It's just something we're looking for. What are you looking for? Where is it? How is it? How will you know when you find it? You're on a spiritual quest looking for it. Well, this prayer, this song is the answer to the question. Well, not the question that I'm asking you, because I'm asking you if your spiritual quest is let me check something here, because I think we're good. If your spiritual quest and you're in a wild goose chase. But this is an answer that would, if you embody this, it will change everything for you. Ultimately, that's what life is about. But there are many roads we have to take to be reminded that we must go within. Because that's really where it is. But sometimes we're afraid of our own within. Ricky Byers Beckwith, From Within. I won't talk more about that on the other side of the song. Right now, I'm going within so that I don't go without.
you're looking for. You see eternity. Oh, I love that song. Can you tell? I love that song. From within, I begin to see eternity. The face of God is what I am. The face of God is all I see. Chew on that. Ricky Byers Beckwith, what a power-filled prayer from within. Is your spiritual quest leading you on a wild goose chase? There's so much to say about that. But you know, we've got about an hour and 50 minutes to do that, so I won't start now. Just want to welcome you as you take the journey within yourself, wherever you stand in the face of this question, even if you have found what you're looking for, or even if you're still singing, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. It's okay, because what you're looking for is looking for you, and is looking at you, as a matter of fact. So you keep looking, it's looking at you. And because it's looking at you, it is embracing you while you look for it. But it's saying, look within, look within. I am here always, I am you. Look at me, I'm right here. And then sometimes we look in and I don't like what I see. I'm ashamed that I did that. I'm ashamed that I show up like this. And they say, no. This is what makes you so unique. This is what makes you unique. The fact that you think you have this crack in this prism. Oh, my God, when I shine my light through you, oh, what it does, because you have a unique crack. Oh, embrace it. Don't be ashamed of it. There's so much to say about that. That's right, Electra. Ricky Byers Beckwith. To find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith, her website address is weletitbe.com or rickybb.com. Make sure you check her out. Now, it's time to welcome you to the House of Love. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired, and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you showed up. You make a difference because you are embracing the creative misfit that you are. You're waking up to the truth that you are, and you come here to create, to decorate. You are truly a life artist. And without you, the rest of the world will miss something. We will miss something because you have a unique touch. We want to see and experience your unique stroke. We want to see your color. We want to see your light. We want to see the dark colors and the light colors. We want you to mix them all together. So when you show up fully, we can all remember that there is nothing to search for because we are it. We are it, and you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I am your host. The I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade Anivoshe, the metaphysical rebel, the nutty professor. Yeah, naughty and nutty, both. I just heard that in my head. Yeah, I can be naughty sometimes. But what's that all about? What do we call? It's interesting when we say, well, there's a song out now, Talk Dirty to Me. Now, I have an issue about that, especially when kids are singing it. But then the other part of it is, what do we call the act of making love sensuality, sexuality? Oh, you got a dirty mind. That's why we keep searching for stuff when we can't find it, because when we connect with our own self, our own sensuality, our own sexuality, our own spirituality, we go, oh, my God, we're not supposed to think that. Oh, I'm ashamed that I had thought. Oh, my God, if they know I had that thought. A thought is a thought is a thought. You're more than your thought. Think. Think on. Nobody else knows you're having a thought anyway. You're free to think whatever you want to think. Think beautiful thoughts. And share the thoughts with us, if you will. It's time to embrace all of life. And I welcome all of you that have showed up for your soul appointment, even if it's for a minute, two, an hour, or two, or longer, or you come back here, or you play the show back over. It's all good. It's nice to see you listening online, on the phone lines, and our within radio listeners. Thank you for tuning in. And, of course, those of you listening on the archive, we appreciate you. Lori is in the house, baby sis. Baby sis. We have Electra in the house. We have silent listeners disguised as guests. Earth Web is in the house, a.k.a. Is it Koya? Of course it is Koya. I knew that. Yvette is kicking back and living it up. And she said, I'm living it up. I'm on an adventure in paradise, and I'm taking you with me. Well, how come I don't feel like I'm having fun like you, Yvette? You need to turn up your power. But anyway, it is so nice to be here. It is nice to continue this conversation about living a balanced life. And all the shows, it's simply the intentions of the show, the intention of the shows is to help you remember who you are, to come back to yourself, to be easy on yourself. You know, when we read the posts on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and all the pictures on Instagram and all the other stuff, they're very positive, they're very affirming. And we like it. We say, oh, do you have a love button? I want that. But sometimes we're not always living that in our lives. Or sometimes even while we're living that in our life, in our lives, we don't always see it. And then there are those who think they're already living that in their life, and they say, well, I wish everybody was thinking that way. I wish everybody was doing the same thing. Well, the truth is, if you're really doing it, you won't worry about what other people are doing. If you're wishing for other people to live life the way you're living your life, you ain't really living the life the way you want to live your life. You're too worried about what other people are doing, so you're not really present with your life. So go sit your hips down somewhere. But the truth is the truth. When we see it, we recognize it, it resonates with us like, ah. But sometimes we read the post, we hear the positive statements or the thoughts, the sacred medicines, and we say, oh, my God, that's what I'm aspiring to be. Let me give you the short version of this show. If you can catch it in that moment, it lives in you. You're already there. The only work that needs to be done is reprogramming your mind to see that you're there. Oh, there's so much more to be said about that. So I'm going to just stop right now. Let me bring on Celeste, because I feel the stream of consciousness just coming through me, and when I go, I'm gone. But I'm going to go and flow and be present, because I got to remember this is a radio show, so we got to do the things we want to do. And, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And, I'm thinking about it now, so I'm going to say, as you know, and if you don't know, in April, I'm moving to a one show a week. And that is starting April 28th. The show will be only on Mondays. April 28th, same time for now. The time might change, but for now it is. It's all about changing. I'm flowing with it. And there's a reason I brought that up. I can't remember, but I needed to tell you that. But there was something that triggered it. And since I don't remember what it is,
let me go to what I remember. I remember that I wanted to bring Celeste on. So let me bring on Celeste right now. And then the other thought will come back to me. Hey, Celeste, how are you?
Life Coach Today, I am doing so great right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
I'm in touch in a different way. You know, we celebrated mm-hmm. your mom yesterday. But one of the things that I lost in my mother's transition was the seasons. I was grieving so hard that I wouldn't pay attention to the seasons, and I would just go from winter to summer and not even know how I got there. So once I integrated the fact that my mother was still with me and watching over me and a guardian angel in her own right, I made a promise to pay attention to the seasons. And I'm so in tune right now that I'm reminding people that spring equinox is coming tomorrow. Even if you see the snow on the ground, baby, spring got her skirt up. She's shaking and she getting ready to rock and roll. So let your bear sleep for as long as your bear needs to sleep, because, you know, our animal friends hibernate in the winter and get ready to rock it out. I really consider mm-hmm. spring equinox a new year for me.
I get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It should
yeah.
really, it really, ask about it, should really be
right.
a new year, a new beginning. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Yes. No, you're right. So I'm in touch with that, and I'm celebrating the freshness without guilt, without shame, for everything that's shown up that I have said yes to and no to and I don't know yet. I'm really celebrating in a deeper way what it means to come into the spring of my life and what it means to be me and to be hanging out on a radio show that energetically is just on my path. The show yesterday you did with Noelle, oh my gosh, you guys got to check it out, The Secret Medicine of Nature for Living a Balanced Life, off the chain, amazing. Mm. Candace Gorham, you know, stretching us out from Christianity to atheism, and we ended up having a conversation about who is really a part of our community and who needs to get kicked out. When in the world? How did we know we were going to go there? I mean, I'm just so proud of the work that you do and that I'm allowed to be a part of. And where my friends are, I am there with them too. So I'm not mad at you, Yvette Poolside. I'm not mad, babe. I'm right there. I'm right there energetically between you and your sister, and we send you love. And you deserve a vacation. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's – hi. That's the other thing I was going to say. Hey.
That's right. Yvette is on Adventure to Paradise, in paradise, with paradise, and she's taking us with her. She's living it up.
Dave, you're making dreams come true. Yes, go.
Hey, Electra wanted to hear it, so I thought, well, let's just live in the moment. Let's let go. Oh, okay, let's say a little bit of it. Because Electra would be like, well, then shut up. No, she won't say that to me. She loves me too much. Okay, let's say a little bit of it. Then we'll continue.
Death comes from within you. There's a song singing. You. There is something within you that wants to express. There is something within you that wants to come forward. You are anointed and appointed by the Spirit as an image and likeness of divine and ultimate reality. As we bank in that domain, we bring heaven to earth as a spiritual practice. Wake up and say to yourself, I'm taking an adventure in paradise. And guess what? I'm taking you with me. I'm activating my
That's right.
stimulus package. I'm taking an adventure in paradise.
In paradise. That was a perfect song, actually. I kept feeling the vibe, too, and it seems to show up. So, yeah, I just played that. I have that underneath us. And I like saying that. But really, that's what it is. But, folks, I think someone pointed something out. Oh, it's time of joy. They used to make fun of that. It's like, you have it underneath you. What does that mean? But anyway, yes. As, you know, the question is your spiritual quest leading you on a wild goose chase? How about going on an adventure in paradise? Yes.
Nice.
Yes. And Michael Bernard
Michael Bernard Beckwith. His virtual home is agapelive.com, agapelive.com. Check him out tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. He's on an adventure in paradise. And guess what? We're on the ride. I'm taking you with me. All right, so I know you want to say something.
Okay. I was just going to join the energetic party that you started. Electra just said that she just went, hey, in the office. And I know that. Hey, I'm going to do it right. You know when your song come on and you get your mean face on? Like, that's my song. Hey. Yeah, I'm doing that with all y'all right now. Thanks, Life Coach today. You rock.
You said
love rock.
Mean face. I thought you called it a stinky face.
I don't call it the stinky face. I think that's Kurt Klebs who does. She said she was thinking something. She got her stinky face on.
Yeah. It's my song.
Child, your Facebook is on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. If y'all don't know, post something crazy. I got you. One of us is going to mention it. Oh, I love it. That stinky face. I can't remember where that came from. Okay, but anyway. You got a show to do, and I've got announcements to give. It's so nice. This is our Friday, right?
It is. So we can say TGIF, right?
Yeah. Thank God.
Know what
I'm
that means,
free.
Right? There
Thank
you
God
go.
I'm free
Thank
to have
God.
A Friday I'm on a Wednesday. Hey.
That's right. When you're free, every day can be a Friday. Because if you look forward to Friday, it just means you're a few days away from Monday. But if every day is Friday, then you don't trip.
Nicely done.
Even though, and I know other people want to hear the conversation, we're going to jump into it. But really, even though it looks like we're doing something different, it's really part of it. This is part of it. This sort of unplanned schedule that just showed up with the music and the conversation is as we on our spiritual quest, are we so fixed that it must look a certain way? And when we do that, we miss the point. Are we so fixed, speaking of this God, are we so fixed that we must be a Christian, an atheist, or a spiritual being, or agnostic, or whatever? But is your spiritual quest leading you to yourself without attachment to what it looks like? Because when you allow yourself to go on an adventure in paradise, you will learn so much about yourself that you're no longer in a wild goose chase. It's just like, oh, my God, butterflies. Oh, butterflies, butterflies, butterflies everywhere. And then you can't help but be grateful in the present moment, like, I love my life. Yes, I've had some challenging experiences. Yes, there are things that I'm still working through, but I love my life. Wow, you can wrap up the show on that.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely wrap the show up. So anyway, go ahead. All right. Go ahead, whatever you want to say in the announcements.
Well, I'm just going to say a butterfly flew into the studio. We just got a picture of our dear beloved Yvette, who's on the Life Conversations radio team. She's our amazing assistant. She's one of our co-producers, and she is showing us how we need to be living right now a day. You see that? You see that picture of her at Pulse? I'm not going to post it, Yvette, though it's a beautiful picture. But, you know, she's with us in spirit, so I just wanted to say hi to our sister, our comrade, who helps us keep the show running. Even when she's not here, she's here.
Mm-hmm. And she's got a big old smile on her face. See, we're there.
I know.
I'm going to post this. No. I can hear her screaming, no. Okay, so let's go over there.
Tell her.
I won't post
okay,
that.
Okay, we're going to do that. No. This is what you do. Tell her you won't post the picture she calls in. I'm done. Okay. What? Manipulation 101. She knows me. Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, beautiful family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346 and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting because we want to make sure we get to you and you don't get lost on the page. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in an email. You can also join me around 1 for a Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Now, if you have questions or thoughts for upcoming shows for Life Coach Today, you can email them to ask@lifecoachaday.com. The theme for the month of March is living a balanced life. And we also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join on Bossa Safari for the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, where her special guest this week will be the love goddess, Sherry Marie. You don't want to miss it. You can also tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. And also be sure to join me for Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to InspireBroadcasting.com. And in case you haven't heard that the Sounds of Soul with the Day Anifa Wolche is still going on, hear it now. We are going to have a party in the chat room on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Facebook like page for Sounds of Soul with a Day Anifa Wolche. Just keep a lookout for a link. We'll all press that at the same time and have our party. Indeed. So we'll keep you updated by posting on our personal walls and on the like pages. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste. I just saw what you posted in the chat room saying, raise your hands up in the air.
I'm
like, you don't care. thank you, Celeste.
I'll see you soon.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. The theme, the topic is your spiritual quest leading you on the wild goose chase. That's the question. You know, there's so many places. Actually, some of the notes that I have, I don't have it with me. It just disappeared. I mean, when I do my shows, especially the solo shows, and I've shared this before, I come, well, actually, it's funny. I'm going to say I come empty. So let me put it this way. I don't come empty. I empty myself so that I can be full. And this show for me, most of the shows, but especially when I'm solo, it's whatever topic we're discussing, it's like I run it through my own vibe, my own energy. How does that feel for me? The whole idea of the question is your spiritual quest leading you in a wild goose chase. What does that feel like in my body? What does that look like energetically? What does that look like when I look at my own world? And, you know, sometimes the spiritual journey could seem like we're looking for something that we don't have. You know, adding more to us because we are not complete. And people would even say things like, well, I don't want to be in a relationship right now because I'm working on myself or I'm not ready. And I get it. You know, I get that too. But sometimes the conversation we have about, well, I'm not there yet. I'm not that enlightened. I'm still working on myself. Suggests that there is a place to get to. Now, when we're talking linearly, yes, the linear mind is like, there's a beginning, there's an end. There's a time when I started my spiritual journey, and there's a time when I realize who I am.
But when we're talking about soul time, which is really what you are, your soul in a body, there is no beginning and no end. And there is no beginning, there is no end. But I need to stop there for a minute because I've got some technical stuff going on here and I need to correct that. So I'm going to keep reminding myself where I stopped because when I come back, I may tap into something else. So stay with me here. In the meantime, this is what I'm going to do, correct this technical opportunity to showing up. If there is no beginning, there is no end, because God is all there is. We'll be back. Just about a minute or two, I should be able to resolve it.
My wings were heavy, I could not fly, haunted by dreams that were meant to come true. Love was there, I could not see it, so the voice of salvation came shining through you, and you said, God is all there is. God is all there will
okay. God is all there is, no matter what's going on, God is all there is. So if God is all there is, that's Ricky Byers Beckwith. WeLetItBe.com or RickyBB.com is a website. It must be the Beckwiths. They're co-hosting the show today. You know, that's a beautiful song. If God is all there is, so in your search, are you searching because you know God is all there is? And when you search and in your consciousness, you know that God is all there is. So there's really no place to go. There is no point, like, I'm not there yet. Because if God is all there is, as you do your spiritual work, as you learn about yourself, learn to let go of shame and guilt on a deeper level, you find that you're just falling into where you've always been. Because God is all there is. I love how things just happen like that. So I'm not enlightened yet. I'm not like that. I'm not that spiritual. I'm not as good as them. I don't have what they have. I'm not ready yet. Not now. Maybe later. So the question is, on your spiritual journey, what are you searching for? What are you looking for? And how will you know when you get there? What things do you have in place to remind you, to reflect back to you that you are where you want to be? Now, I was telling you about earlier, a few minutes ago, that the shows are an extension of my own work. And one of the things that I've been sitting with on a deeper level is, truly, 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 I say unto you, no, I just had to say that. But truly, truly, if God is all there is there anything I need to be afraid of? If God is all there is, and moments where I'm feeling like I'm not enough, is that a problem? Is that something to feel ashamed of? Is that something to feel guilty of? In times when I don't feel confident enough to express myself or I'm holding something back, should I have judgment about that if God is all there is? If I look at somebody else and think they got something that I want or I wish my whatever, my business, my whatever it is, my show looks like this, is there something wrong if I bring myself back to this place and really recognize that where I am is where I am? My spiritual quest becomes one of letting go, of surrendering. We've heard you are it. We are the ones that we're looking for. What does that mean? Because we are it. We're one with the one. We're one with God. We're one with life. We're one with Mother Earth. We're one with the divine. Now, individually, we must, for those of us who are waking up, we must go on our own journey. And on the journey, in order to give us a reference point, we choose different labels. We had Candace, beautiful sister, talking about her story, how she was basically, well, she, I like that term, what was it? Bible literalist. She took the Bible literally. She didn't even see the contradiction while taking it literally. And she said, you know, you just take it as faith. And it's not just a Christian thing. It happens with us. You know, and I think that really boils down to love and respect. Because when you love somebody, when you respect somebody, they can do some things that you just, oh, you're silly. Oh, you act a fool. But if you can't stand them, don't love them, don't care about them, you're like, oh, they get on my nerves. You might fill in some other blanks too. But what I'm saying is we all take labels. Candace now said, she said, I'm an atheist. But it's a different kind of atheist. See, this is the human mind. Some people say, and she shared it with us, there's some people who say there's an atheist with a capital A. They just say there is no God and that's it. And then there's the atheist with a lowercase a that say, well, I'm not saying there isn't, but I just need proof. So there's a sort of openness. It's sort of like an atheist agnostic. It's like, I don't know, but I'm open. But it's like the label of being an atheist, being spiritual, being enlightened, being awakened, a just reference point for ourselves. And if we can start looking at how we define ourselves, that is not for anybody else. It's for you. It's for you to know where you are, not to prove that you're better than somebody else or you're going against somebody else, because the minute you do that, you send yourself on a wild goose chase. You're like, is it this? Oh, I need this. Oh, I've told them that I'm spiritual, so I must act like this. Oh, I'm a Muslim, I must do this. If you eat pork, I thought you were spiritual. I thought you said you were a vegetarian. Oh, I changed my mind. Really? How can you change your mind? Oh, you're an atheist, so you don't believe in God? I mean, reading Candace's book, it's interesting where, you know, reading her book, there are people who say they're Christians. And somehow people told a story, because Candace's book, is a, what's the name of the book again? The Ebony Exodus Project. Why black women are leaving the church, leaving religion, and others should. I think something like that. So let's help me out, because I want to give it the right credit. But the people who were leaving the church, who were saying there's so much contradiction here, they were going through their own internal challenge, and then they couldn't really talk to family members. And when they say they don't believe in God, the family members who are holding on to the Jesus are like, what? As if they commit murder. Candace was talking about how she can tell people, well, I don't believe in God, but she's still struggling with saying she's an atheist. So everything has energy, and the meaning that we give a label depends on how we respond, react to it. But the truth is, how are you describing yourself? How are you describing your journey? Because how you describe your journey says a lot about who you are. The spiritual journey is really a journey back to self. It's the authentic walk. It is the walk to embrace the good, the bad, and the, oh my God, I can't even talk about it. To a point where you can now talk about it if you want to. See, most where the hang-up usually come when we have shame or guilt about something about us. So we learn yoga, Reiki, and then we try something else, and we learn to walk barefooted on the grass, and then that doesn't quite do it, and we meditate 3 o'clock in the morning. And all of that, I'm not saying that it not come from a place of judgment, but why are you doing that? Are you in judgment of yourself? Because if you're doing the things that you heard or read about, watched, that's helped people realize who they are, and you are in judgment of yourself, you are literally going to be on a wild goose chase. Think of it this way. You think of the challenges that you're going through, the things that pain you, oh my God, the things that you're ashamed about, the things that you feel guilty about. You didn't wake up one day saying, you know what, I'm going to do this, blah, 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 so that I can feel shame, so that I can feel guilty. I'm going to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, so that I can feel like I'm not enough. Some of the things that we are moving through, it's just in the air. It's passed down to us. It was conditioned into us. We were born into it. So the question is, your spiritual quest leading you on a wild goose chase is really a question to bring you back to yourself and recognize that as you are, you are enough. Now, let's talk about that enough for a minute. Let's talk about enough, plenty, adequate, just what you need. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. And she said, you know, well, she was having a conversation with another friend of hers, saying, she just telling her friend, you know, what it really comes down to is I just feel like I'm not enough. I've done all this work, I'm doing all of this, but I just comes down to, I don't feel like I'm enough. And as I was listening, I was hearing something, let me put it that way. And what I was hearing was, I wonder if that's something that we deal with. Humans, being human, the human part of us, the human aspect of us, the human vibrational self of us, will always feel not enough. And maybe the healing comes when we recognize that as a human expression, the soul and the body, when we think of the physical part of ourselves only, it's always going to feel not enough. It's just what it is. Two parts to that. If you're feeling of not enough, I'm not there yet, I'm not as good as them, or whatever the case may be, you feel guilt, shame, you judge yourself about that, then you literally, once again, take yourself on a wild chase. You take yourself on a journey of wasted energy. And no matter what you learn, no matter what you embody, if you're sponsoring thought, if there's an undercurrent of not enough, no matter how much you meditate, you're always going to come back to not enough. Yeah, I did that. I was great. It was really good when I meditated, or when I did the 30-day gratitude exercise, or blah, 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 blah. Whatever the case may be, if not enough is there and you're judging it, you're going to come back to it, because what you resist persists. Judgment is resistance. You see yourself separated from it. Judgment is fear. Resistance is fear. Love is allowing. So when you judge something, you're resistant. You're resistant because you think it's separated from you. I'm not enough. Yeah, that was great. I did the gratitude and it felt good, but, you know, that's still not enough. Now, the flip side is, what if you make friends? If you become a friend with, I am not enough, and you just sit with that, and you say, well, actually, I'm not the only one that feels this way. I won't be the first, and I won't be the last. What if this feeling of not enough is what inspires me to want to create more, to want to do more, to want to be more, to want to surrender more, to want to forgive? What if this not enough feeling is actually what is inspiring me to be more loving, more compassionate? Because I know a few other people who feel like they're not enough. Oh, So this feeling of not enough is actually propels me to be more of who I am, to be so much more, to be more open-hearted, to be more compassionate. Oh, wow. Wow, now that's a different thing. Because if you look at a painter, an artist, when they complete the work, I have a friend who's an artist. He finishes and he goes back and says, well, I could have added this, or I go back and do a little touch-up here, add this color to it. And even when they say it's complete or it was commissioned and they give it to the person, they look at it again and they think, I could have added something else. Oh, now, as an artist, he can say, oh, man, I suck. I should have known that I should have added extra color. Or he can say, oh, you know, it's always going to be like that. There's some freedom in that. There's freedom in recognizing that no matter how much you pray, no matter how much you meditate, no matter how much you give, you be of service, there's always more. And in that, you find your balance. So rather than trying to fill a void because you think there's something wrong, how about get lost in the void so you can see, oh, it's all right with you. So if your spiritual quest is one of, wow, let me see what else I can discover about me. Oh, I get nervous when I'm in a party and everybody's talking and I don't know anybody. Oh, wow, interesting. Oh, look at that person. They're walking and they make friends with everybody. And you say to yourself, oh, my God, I wish I was like that. And later on you talk to them and say, you know, I really don't like to come to parties when I don't know anybody. But I've learned to just play the role. So when I find myself getting nervous, I just change my mind and it becomes, oh, you feel like I do. A spiritual quest is really it's a journey back to self. So right where you are enough, you're perfect, you're awake, you're whole, and you are enlightened. You are allowing the light in. That makes you enlightened. Because the minute you allow yourself to forgive, the minute you allow yourself to let go, the minute you allow yourself to do something that you were once afraid of, the minute you allow yourself to take some time to rest because you've been talking about it, the minute you decide to start eating differently and then you do and you have the plate in front of you, you are enlightened. You are now allowing yourself to have a different experience. Spiritual, or actually I call it the universal game of life, the universal hide and seek. We hide ourselves from ourselves and see how long it's going to take us to realize that we've been here all along. You're it. You're it. You go hide from yourself. I can't believe this is happening to me. My life sucks. You're hiding. I can't believe why I can't master this, and I can't have the perfect relationship. My business is not acting right. I'm not as spiritual as other people. I wish I was creative. You're hiding. And then one day, or in a moment, I'm like, you know what? I give up trying. I give up. I'm just going to forgive myself. You're finding yourself. You're it. Rumi has a quote, and I can't remember off the top of my head, so I'm going to ask Google to help me. So without seeking, it up because it's seek you, something like that. Ah, here we go. Oh, there you go. Google. I just love Google. You know, you don't have to think hard anymore. So maybe the good thing that they don't know critical thinking. There's no need, because Google will help you out. Well, you've got to be able to critically think to know what you're going to type in Google. But anyway, I digress. Let me pull that up. We're going to do some questions, but I don't know if I want to do it now because we're almost up to the break. Let's see. Where is it? Okay, so this is not the quote that I wanted, but I'm going to read this one, Rumi.
And the quote is, "Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it." Let me read that again. "Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it." So on this spiritual quest, rather than "I need to look for love, I need somebody who can love me the right way, you know, I need to learn how to love myself," you already love. What you want to look for is looking at ways for where you're blocking it. When you're blocking it, when you judge yourself, that's blocking the love. When you're judging yourself, or when you're feeling shame or guilt or blame or criticism or feeling like a victim, that's you blocking the love that you are. So your quest should bring you on a path where you are. "Oh, I see where I'm blocking the light. I see where I'm blocking the love. Oh, okay. I've been struggling with that my whole life, and I give up trying to heal it. I just don't know how. I let it go." Because God is all there is, and all the stuff that I'm dealing with, that I'm moving through, that I'm growing through and going through, it's all God. We are all freedom-seeking beings. That's what evolution is. God, as you, wants to continue to rediscover itself, herself, himself. Without, this is the way I see it, because my friend who was talking about not feeling enough, we see it the same way, but slightly different. Well, let me put it this way. We see it the same way, but we're experiencing it differently. So for me, I say that not enough feeling, I don't feel like I am, what is it, not add up. There's a phrase. Okay, I can't catch it, so I'm going to stay with not enough. That feeling of not feeling enough, there you go. Oh, I love it. I love being in the moment and just be bold enough to say, "Hey, I got something to say." And then your mind listens to what you're saying. It's like, "Dude, what are you saying?" Even that, I can embrace it. So now, that feeling of not enoughness is what keeps us evolving. It's what makes life so beautiful. Somebody saying, "Well, we have cell phones, but what if we have little different kind of applications, and we can have it on the phone, and you can tap on it. What if we can make calls tapping? Oh, yeah, that'd be great." And then he says yes to the idea, and because he said yes to the idea, somebody else is inspired by a divine idea. My sister and I were talking about Samsung, the phone company, where they do a lot of different things, but you know, how we were talking about how really, they're really competing with iPhone. They've probably gone further than iPhone. And then I found out yesterday, she told me that, you know, iPhone actually sued Samsung, or maybe Apple sued Samsung, because Samsung had somebody literally spy on their technology. I don't know. I didn't Google it. But whatever the case may be, my sister said that. So yeah, if it's wrong, go tell my sister. That's why I'm keep putting it on her. But anyway, I'm getting somewhere with this. She said Samsung had to. I'm a mess. Anyway, Samsung had to pay some fine. But here's the thing: main point that I'm trying to draw out of that craziness is somebody will download a great idea. You will hear it, and it will inspire something else in you. So really, the feeling of not enough is a gift if we embrace it rather than judge it. In your not feeling enough is your greatness. In you connecting with not enough, I know it's different from what you hear normally, even some of the things that I say, even some of the things that I say to myself about not enough, but I'm embracing not enough in a whole different way and thinking out loud, and you guys are walking by and you're hearing my thoughts. Because there's nothing that I'm telling you that is new. How do I know? Because you will know if it's new. And it's not.
because it makes sense. And if it doesn't make sense to you, then it ain't real for you. So the not enoughness keeps us thriving and moving on and evolving and creating and not giving up on ourselves, because we know that, in the words of Abraham, you're never going to get it done and you can't get it wrong, because God is all there is. And when you start looking at life and you're looking through the face of God, through the eyes of God, and you remember that you're the eyes of God, the eyes of good, then everything you see is good. And here's the quote that I was looking for from Rumi. What you seek is seeking you. So we're searching, we're seeking. I'm a seeker. I'm a seeker of truth. I'm a truth seeker. But what are you really seeking? What are you looking for? What are you searching for? Are you searching for the magic pill? And if you believe you don't have it, until you change that belief, you won't have it. One more thing that I'm going to say, and oh gosh, yeah, we're going to just let it all sit right now. The show I did with Candace on Monday, and for those of you who say, who is Candace that you're talking about? It's the sister who was once used the label Christian, now defines herself, or used the label atheist. And, okay, the name of her book is The Ebony Exodus Project, Why Some Black Women Are Walking Out on Religion and Others Should Too. Thanks, Celeste. And I asked her, I said, you're saying, you're not saying that there isn't, but you don't believe until you see, I'm paraphrasing, until you see concrete evidence. And she said, well, I asked her, what would you consider concrete evidence of that there is a God? She said, well, you know, like somebody being raised from the dead. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, did she say about Jesus raising somebody from the dead? I think she did. I missed that one, because I don't know if she sees God and Jesus as one. Some people do. I don't, but I do, because God is all there is. But if you understand what I'm saying, from the Christian terminology, people see Jesus as God, and you can't get to God unless through Jesus. So confusing for a soul. But anyway, I think she said the way Jesus or something along the line, anyway, the way Jesus raised the dead. And I was thinking, well, there are some people who've had near-death experience. They've died and come back. And then she talked about people growing back limbs. And I've interviewed J.D. Messenger, who grew back, what did he grow back, a spine and different things. There's stories of people whose fingers grew back. But it was important for me to make sure that I did not come from a place where I'm trying to change her belief. Because she's on her journey. She's on her own spiritual quest, and we all are. And you know, we had Alyssa call in, and she's on her own spiritual quest. But the truth is, start with God. Start with good and your spiritual journey. And when you start from a place of goodness, you're going to end up in a place of more goodness. So whatever happened in your life, whatever pain you're going through and growing through, whatever challenges, whatever pain you're going through right now, it is part of the journey. Right now is divinely designed for you to know yourself as goodness, as divine, as a spiritual being. You're so much more than your physical body. You're so much more than your physical experiences, your interactions, your relationship. Oh, there's a part of you that your brain, you don't have enough brain cells to understand it. And you can catch those moments when you are still, when you give yourself the space to just think about your life. There's that song, another gospel song, where when I look back over my life and I think of how I got over something like that, you know, I just want to say thank you. Because if you really sit back and think about your life and look at where you are right now, even if life is challenging, and you just look back, I mean, no matter how painful, no matter what you went through, how traumatic it was, you're still here. That is worth celebrating. Even if you're here and you don't know how you're going to move forward, you are still here. Where there's breath, there is hope. Where there's breath, there is love. Where there is breath, there is possibility. Where there is breath, there's potentiality. So, rather than walk around feeling less than, feeling sad, take what you have right now and take what you don't have and use it to make a difference in your own life and other people's lives. You are perfect just the way you are. But it doesn't matter how much you hear me say it. It doesn't matter how much you hear other people say it until you know it, until you experience it, until you taste it. And how do you do that? By going forth and creating and producing all the things that you want to create and produce, by doing the things that you've always dreamed about. Because in doing it, in releasing it, the ideas that you have in your mind that you've been holding on, the great ideas that's on the shelf that you think is not the right time, by setting the intention and moving forward to do it and watch it manifest, it will remind you that you are enough. Truth is nothing until it becomes a way of life. So no matter, you can learn, you can read all the books on the planet about spirituality, ascending, but until, if you're not demonstrating it in your life for yourself, you won't be convinced. Okay. I think we're good for now. Woo! I love it. I tell Celeste, I'm like, I'm just going to talk about the theme, the topic for about 15 minutes. Ah, good luck with that. What you seek is seeking you. So if you're looking for love, love is looking for you so you can surrender. If you're looking for joy, kindness, compassion, to be enlightened, to be able to surrender more, to forgive more, it's seeking you too. So right now we are seeking Celeste, and she's seeking us. And she's right here. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, doubts, and you can't call in, you can post it on the like pages, Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show page or the Life Conversations radio page. Hello, Celeste. Thank you for speaking up.
Hey, I'm only seeking myself. I'm glad you all were
right
there. And the healing continues right on this amazing show. If you are in Atlanta, there is an opportunity coming up that we want to make sure you are aware of. It's the Wellness Through Healthy Living at Hillside International Truth Center on Saturday, April 5th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You get to find out how to love your body to life with wonderful workshops like energetic healing. There's testing, HIV AIDS testing, dealing with obesity, reflexology, that's it, Reiki, Tai Chi, yoga. You do not want to miss this, and you'll get information about the Affordable Care Act. So make sure that you join the Wellness Through Healthy Living Health Fair on Saturday, April 5th from 10 to 3 at Hillside International Truth Center. For more information, call 404-758-6811 or you can go to their website at hillsideinternational.org. Now, I know you aren't going on a wild chase, goose chase anymore, especially while you're listening to Life Coach Today, because you know where to get food for your soul. So I'm excited to tell you about what else is coming up on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Next week, we have the Dream Lady coming to talk about our inner goddess queen, Kelly Sullivan Walden will be in a house to connect with the power of the divine feminine magic. And you can also join us for Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach today. It's the last Wednesday of the month, and we're going to continue the celebration of Women's History Month by celebrating women in our ancestral bloodlines. Get ready to be empowered and inspired, as you are the fruit of their labor and their dreams. So let us get together to honor them by remembering. And don't forget the Sounds of Soul party on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you come over to the Sounds of Soul with the Dave Fan like page. You'll find a day, me and the whole crew riding on the soul train with you. Keep your eye out for the link. So make sure you don't miss these powerful shows, because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more, radio, conversationsradio.com. That's radio at lifeconversationsradio.com.
Usually when we talk about relationships, we're more inclined to just think of our interactions with loved ones, coworkers, neighbors, or people in general. However, if we take a good look at life and the world around us, we will realize that life is a relationship, and we're all relating on the ship called life. No matter where you go, what you do, you're always having a relationship with something or someone, and we have a relationship with everything that exists. Our relationship to everything keeps us alive, and our existence on earth is the ultimate relationship. All of creation is in relation. Join me, Pumbasa Sofira, with Life Relationships Intensive. We will cover the family experience, romantic experience, life experience, and the health experience. For more information or to register, go to ombasa.com/events. That's ombasa.com/events. Looking for you there.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet, because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussin, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We are supporting you as you go through the journey of life, seeking balance in your life, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mentally. And the great thing about it is we already know that what we're seeking is seeking us. So you're always going to meet in that needed place. So you're not starting from a place of void. You're starting from a place of, you're already a winner, if you will. And I love what Sankofa had in the chat room here. I'm going to read it. She said, enough implies that I may be lacking. It's an illusion created by an unhealthy ego. That's right. Life is about embracing the paradox of who we are with acceptance and integrity. There's more to talk about. That caught my eye, so I'm reading and sharing it with you for those of you who are not in the chat room. And now it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Celeste, welcome back.
Thank you, Life Coach Day. I appreciate being back. And it's so wonderful having our friends on in the chat room and on the phone line.
It is.
So I just want to say hi.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm just saying hi to all of them. There are guests that we can't see. They can register by signing on to Blog Talk Radio. But, you know, it's just so beautiful to see Earth Webs, and we know their other names, Sankofa and Dream Master and Living Light, and Tamara Joy stopped by for a sec. And Electra had to go feed her puppies. And my baby sister's holding the line down, too. And everybody that we can see and everybody that we can't see, we just really send out our heartfelt love to you. I guess that's what I'd like to share.
Yeah, check this out. You know, and I've got to say this before you do your Celestial Moment. And, you know, that's why I am really, and trust me, I am so grateful for this community. This community that is nameless, but we also call it the Life Conversations Radio Community. It's in the chat room, EarthWeb, post the information of the healthier. I mean, this is what it's about, where we all show up just as we are. How can I help? How can I support? And if we all come together in life, we don't even need everybody to do it. Just those of us who are on a spiritual path, and we recognize that we are the one, just add to life what we have. Oh, my God. Thank you, EarthWeb. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for being here collectively and as you do your own work individually. All right, Celeste, that's what's on my heart to share.
Great. Well, I've got even more. Did I tell you that today's Bishop Pearson's birthday?
If I say no, I'll be lying. You told me before the show, but I forgot.
Yeah, I can't remember if we actually, no, I don't feel like we have, but Bishop Carlton Pearson is a serious friend of the show. It's his birthday today. Treat yourself to his birthday by checking out some of his old appearances on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. And I know he's a good friend of yours, too, today, and you guys are walking similar paths this year. So the clue is in my Celestial Moment. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Let's do it. Let me hear about what I'm doing this year.
Okay. All right. I love it. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 11, and 11 is a master number, and we get double the pleasure when we tap into it. 11 will give us some tools for mastery when we pay attention. This is your lesson number for the whole year if you're celebrating a birthday today. Now, 11 shows up as strength or justice in tarot, depending on your tarot deck. But today, we are going to put the spotlight on the frog of the medicine card. The frog's number is not 11. It's actually 38. But when you add 3 plus 8, you get 11. So here we go. You have to kiss a lot of frogs to find a prince, is what we are often told. This is often said, for we do not understand the gifts the frog is holding. Frog's medicine is the gift of cleansing, and its ribbit is loudest at the heralding of spring. So sing, frog, sing. Call the rains, quench the dryness, cleanse the earth, then fill me again. The Talmud states, that God counts the tears of women, and frog medicine teaches us to honor our tears. Frog medicine clears negative energy. So when you sense you are out of alignment, you just might want to spend some time with people with frog medicine. Kissing is optional, but do take a break. This could mean a long, relaxing bath, disconnecting the phone, yelling stop, taking in deep, cleansing breaths, or simply allowing yourself the space to cry. Let it flow. All is well. And that's the story of 11. Till through our friend, the Frog of the Medicine Cards, I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where we will be discussing synchronistic living. Tap into divine prime time. Thank you.
I love that. And I've been having conversation about synchronicity. Yes, the veil is so thin now. We're just living the oneness. Oh, that was awesome, Celeste. And
thank you.
That was awesome. And the other thing I was going to say is, did you say kissing is optional?
Yeah.
Where do I sign up? I'm going to hang with my friends and kiss in the name of love. You know,
well, you know, we've got those fairy tales about, you know, you got to kiss so many frogs, you know, kiss the frog, you find a prince. So I'm really playing with that, you know. The frog is worthy. You know, we talk about the frog, it goes ugly. But the frog has so many beautiful gifts for us.
But and
your prince is already there.
And
what?
The frog is an acronym, F-R-O-G.
What does it mean today?
Fully reliant on God, fully reliant on the goddess, fully reliant on good. So when you kiss the godness, that is you, ooh, you're going to set up some fireworks.
That
takes a whole new minute to make it up. You would turn that into the prince and the princess. Yeah, go ahead and kiss the frog. Forget optional, please. I'll take it. Yeah, can I have extra, please? Supersize the kissing, please.
I love it. Frog, fully reliant on God or the goddess. I will never forget this a day. Beautifully done, sir. You have elevated my celestial moment.
And there's more. There's more. There's more. Because, you know, and I want to share this with listeners. And I'm finding this, and I'm sure the listeners can relate. Is when you are, I didn't think to say this, but when you're fully reliant on God, when you're fully reliant on that knowing truth, what you know to be true, you will be led to what is needed. You can literally surrender. Now, I have my Bible here, which is the Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite, as revealed through Reverend Deborah Johnson. You know, I haven't shared anything from it lately, but I love this book, the Sacred Yes. And there was something I was going to read from it earlier. And as you were doing this celestial moment, it's like something moved my head automatically, and I looked at something that I underlined many months ago, maybe years ago. And I'm listening to you. I'm like, oh, my God, this goes hand in hand. So here it is. I want to share with the listeners. And then when we're done, when I finish reading it, let's do questions. This is from the Sacred Yes under the section, Your spiritual light bursts through right where you are. Your spiritual light bursts through right where you are. So here's the quote or the statement. Way too often you mischaracterize, there you go, the unrest within you. Let me read that again. Way too often, hopefully I don't trip up again. Way too often you mischaracterize, there you go, the unrest within you as negativity. Stay with that. The worry, the anxieties, the doubts, the trepidation that you feel are automatically assumed to be and therefore are dismissed as negativity. And those of you from the metaphysical tradition being allergic to negativity attempt to run away from this rumbling. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't run. That's just the light. That's your own light. It may be inverted, but it's your own light nonetheless. That's you. That's something within you that is trying to break out. Breathe that in. And for those who don't know, the Sacred Yes, it's kind of like in the format of the of Conversations with God. It's Reverend Deborah listening to God as herself and God speaking through her. Some people call it channeling. Some people call it prophecy. But this is God saying, way too often, you just think all this negative, all these things about worrying, anxiety, doubt, and trepidation. You say, oh, it's negative. You run away from it. And God is like, no, 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 no. That is you. That's your light. So rather than run from the doubt, from the worries, from the trepidation, know that it is your light. It is God, because God is all there is. Don't run from the darkness, because the darkness and the light is the same. Without negativity, you can't know positivity. One is not better. What is positivity without negativity? What is the light without the darkness? What is up without down? What is above without below? It's all God. It's all one energy, if you don't want to call it God. Because sometimes we kind of get caught up when we start putting that label God on. It's just all the same. It's just different vibrations. So, extended version of Celestial Moment, or what Celestial Moment is finding.
Life Coach Adator, one more thing, and then I do have some questions for you. Actually, two more things. And I made a promise to show up. So here's the thing, right? You're talking about Goose. You just brought in Deborah Johnson, Reverend Deborah Johnson from Inner Light Ministries. And you know that there are two animals hiding behind Deborah and chasing a wild goose?
No.
Well, let me tell you then. Deborah Johnson, okay. Her name, Deborah, means bee. We had the bee lady here yesterday, okay? Now, Deborah means bee in Hebrew. Now, think of, if you guys missed that show, go back. Think about all the powerful things that we heard about women and female bees and the queen bee and how guys are just drones. Okay, I'm done. But the powerful connection between sisterhood around the bee, and you brought in Deborah Johnson. So that's bee magic. Every time I see Deborah Johnson, she's bee magic for me. And then the next one is the goose. And the goose has a sacred mission to carry the energy of the journey of the great quest, to set a high goal and find the right ways to navigate towards it. So we're really wrong when we say wild goose chase, because we're really paying attention to the goose. Mm-hmm. We know exactly where we're going. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Great job, sir.
It is. It is actually awesome. You know, and as you were talking, I was thinking, Reverend Deborah, she always brings the honey. She always brings the honey. I mean, when she just stretches your mind and you're going, wow. I mean, I remember she I brought her down here to Atlanta to a group that I used to be a part of. And there was his brother there the first time he met. That was the first time he was meeting her. And he was listening to her, and he was talking. And he kept saying, you know, you're just confirming some of the things I've been thinking about, what I tell people. And, oh, my God, when you said this, I just love you. I just love you. And the way he said it was almost like, I just got to say this. And it's like, yes. Reverend Deborah represents us, and she always brings the honey. It's a beautiful thing. Life is really simple. And if we start to embrace more of life and start running from it, it's not a game to win. It is a part of us. It's here to support us. It is for us. So we're getting ready to do questions. If you have any questions, if you're challenged, or maybe some of the things I said, you're like, I don't know, or did he say whatever, or you're dealing with stuff in your life and you need some clarity, you need some help, you need some assistance, I'm here to support you on your transformation journey. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And even if you disagree with something I said, bring it, because we all grow together. I'm still learning, I'm still teaching, and that's not going to stop. You can post the questions on the like pages as well, Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show page or the Life Conversations Radio page. Celeste, questions, please.
Actually, I have one that I've been holding for a minute because we really haven't had time. And I really want you to stretch out with this. So this is my personal request. But I saw something that Jada... yeah, I use my friends this way. I'm like, he got a show. He's a life coach. I'm going to ask him this. So here it is. Jada Pinkett Smith posts really powerful stuff on Facebook. That's my opinion, okay? She posted something maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago that I thought, I wonder what would a day's take be on this advice? What would wake up for him as the light worker that he is? So I'd like to read it to you and see if you could just go off on it.
Okay.
Okay. So it's called A Letter to a Friend. You came home and he was gone. He packed his things, texted you saying it was over, changed his cell number, and you never heard from him again. You can't help but to feel disposed of like an old pair of shoes. It's a devastating feeling that makes you question your self-worth. Even though I don't believe he handled this situation in the way a real man would, I believe you should do what any real woman would do. Cry. Fall apart. Put yourself back together again and pray that what he learns to understand and pray that he learns to understand that even when we fall out of love with people, it doesn't mean we have to stop caring for them. Until then, remember, nothing is wasted. There is much for you to learn about yourself, what love is and what love is not in all of this. But for now, cry. Jay.
Wow, that's pretty loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not. You know, it's a reality. I was listening to you as you read, and, you know, like when dogs are sleeping and they're just, well, kind of like chilling, really. They got their legs in front of them crossed, and they got their head on their leg, and they, you know, they got one eye open, and suddenly the door opens, and they raise up like, huh? I had one of those moments when you talk about the real man and the real woman. I get it. Because, you know, we see a lot of that posting, a real man will do this for his woman. A real woman, because that kind of, you know, for me, as I hear, it's almost like there are women who are not real and there are men who are not real. But if you really want to be different, you have to be real. What's that about? So that's just a little rant. Now let's come back to the love. Let's come back to the love. You know, I'm thinking of India Arie's song, Break the Shell. And we are literally here to break the shell. And the shell, it's almost like before we were born, we didn't have the shell. And once we were birthed through onto this physical plane, we came through the womb, everybody who cared about us, who loved us, who were afraid that we don't get out of line, they did everything to put a shell around our essence. And this shell got stronger and stronger and stronger. Now, as you become an adult, as you're maturing, something in you wants to express, something in you wants to burst out because you know that there's more to life. And the way life is designed, just the romantic relationship, the experiences like this where you come home and your beloved is left. Oh, my God, how devastating. How devastating. So on one level, yeah, I'm going to go slow with this one. On one level, it is part of the plan for your soul expansion. On a human level, depending on how we embrace it, approach it, deal with it, it would either lead you back to yourself or away from yourself. So yes, love is a powerful thing and it scares people. And sometimes we're afraid to tell the truth. We're afraid to speak our own truth. And we think running away is an easier way. Let me leave when they're gone because I can't bring myself to tell them. There are people, we've had questions where they're saying, you know, I don't like how my partner is treating me, but I really want to tell them, but, you know, I don't want to hurt their feelings. BS. Good luck. You have no control over that. So this man chose to leave when he's, I guess, is a woman. So we'll go with that. Yeah, a real woman, of course. So when his woman was away, now we can spend time talking about what a dirty dog he is. I mean, he's going through his soul experience too. He's got his soul expansion. He's on his own journey. But the truth is, the real thing to do in that moment is to, yes, honor the fact that you hurt, honor the fact that, you know, you feel alone, you feel betrayed. All of that is real. As I read earlier, all the things that we may consider to be negative, it's all you. It is your light. And depending on how we, I'm going to, since it's not like a question, but something that Jada wrote about, how we deal with those moments where we are broken down on the direction to being broken open to love, how we deal with it. If we can see that this is our light wanting to shine through, we will make different choices. It's part of life. Yes, crying and having somebody hold you. And that could be holding you physically, and that could be mean holding you energetically to talk about how you feel. But it's part of life. And if you feel like being judgmental, go ahead and do it. But like I said to Rebecca last week, don't sign a contract to live in judgment for the rest of your life. Don't sign a contract to feel like a victim for the rest of your life. And now you really, as Jada said, she said, there is much for you to learn about yourself, what love is and what love is not. That's what life is about. Rumi said, we simply need to remove things that are blocking the light, the blocking the love that we are. Everything that happens, of course, pain, traumatic or not. It's really an opportunity for us to remove, peel back the layers so we can see ourselves, to see ourselves in our raw rest, rawness, your vulnerable self, because the essence of who we are, it's so beautifully pure. The essence of who you are is so pure that if you get to see that, when you get to see that, for a moment or for a lifetime, it will bring tears to your eyes. Sometimes that love, that light, that essence that we are, it's so powerful that we must pace ourselves in order to embrace it. So yes, cry, scream, yell. And at the same time, it's a perfect opportunity to clarify what love is and what it isn't. It's a journey of life. We get to choose how we move through it. Yeah, I mean, you know, just a different take, but the same thing Jada said. The song by India Ree said, you can't touch the sky until you break the cell. I think that was cell. Until you break the shell. If you want to fly, you got to break your own shell. Life is going to hurt, but you must feel it. It's in the pain that you get to see a new reality. It's in your darkest moment that you get to really see clearly your light. So if you're running from the darkness because you want to run towards the light, how would you know what the light is if you don't know what darkness is and if you can't be with it? And if you can't be with your shadow, the darkness, that same mindset that can't be with darkness, with pain, with vulnerability, won't be able to hold on to the light long enough. Because, okay, well, maybe there's something else. It's all about consciousness. Life is consciousness. Awareness. So that's my thought, my insight about that. So that's all I got to say about that.
No, I'm glad I had to do that. I'll keep my eyes out for more as I see it come up. But we do have other questions. Mm-hmm. And yes. I just want to bring your attention to the chat room for a quick sec, because Earthwebs and okay. Sankofa are downloading some amazing stuff that I wanted to grab for you. And this is a part of the conversation. Earthwebs, Koya, or Cream de Coco, Lala, Coco Smooth. Okay, I'm done. For a seed to achieve its greatest expression, it must come completely undone. The shell cracks, its insides come out, and everything changes. To someone who doesn't understand growth, it will look like complete destruction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you cannot fly.
Yes. Until you break the shell. Until you break the shell, you must break the shell.
Wow, what amazing listeners we have. Okay, and they have even more amazing questions for you. This one is from Marcia. Dear Life Coach Today, I love my mom. She is always there for and gives
hold on, great advice.
I know I'm wrong.
We'll start questions. Start like they like, uh-oh, all right, brace yourself. Okay, go ahead.
You know, I was like, why am I reading this like it's a test? I'm like, let me read it the way I'm really feeling it. I'm not trying to add to it, but here we go. Dear Life Coach Today, I love my mom. She's always there for and gives great advice. The problem is she is never pleased with my choices. She always says I should do something this way or I should have said it this or that. How do I let her know without hurting her feelings, this is my life? Because her unsolicited comments really hurt my feelings. Marcia.
Well, if you love your mother, then tell her the truth. I mean, but the conflict lives in you, really. Because you said, I love my mom. She's always there for you, and she gives great advice. But the problem is she's never pleased with my choices. She always says I should do something this way or that way. So is that separate from the great advice that we're talking about? Because if she gives great advice, then you need to choose. Basically, it's up to you to decide which one you're going to go by, which one you're going to use or not. Because on one level, you're saying, oh, yeah, she gives great advice, but sometimes she's telling me what I should do. Well, that's part of the advice, isn't it? So does she give great advice or you're just sugarcoating the real deal? And here's something else, Marcia. True love is freedom. True love is acceptance. So if you love your mother, you are saying in the truest sense that you accept your mother just the way she is. That you are giving her the freedom to be herself. So he said, how do I let her know without hurting her feelings, this is my life? Well, you never know. You have no control over that. And the second thing is, if you love her enough to be herself, then what she's saying is based on her experience, and you get to choose if you're going to abide by her advice or not. You're not obligated to it. You don't have to do what she said. I get it. My mother used to tell me that. My mother used to tell me, oh, Christianity is the only way. I had my experience, but... And I have the times I tell people, and I have to catch myself. And then sometimes I don't even know if I'm telling people until they mirror back. You're telling me that your way is the only way. I'm like, oh, really? That's what it sounds like? Okay, my bad. That's life. If you watch commercials, they're telling you what to do to lose weight, to deal with your depression, where to invest your money, what kind of food you can buy and pop in the microwave. Everybody's always telling you, what is your life? You get to choose if you're going to invest your money, your energy, into what they're telling you you should do or what they think you need. You said unsolicited comments really hurts my feelings. Well, I think you need to clear it up. Does she give great advice or not? So if you're telling her on one hand she gives great advice and she's like, Mom, I love you so much because you always give me great advice, you're encouraging her to tell you more. It's not her responsibility that now that she's giving you an advice that you don't like, she's hurting your feelings. Tell the truth. You even tell her you don't need any advice from her, and you get clear about that, rather than, oh, she gives great advice, but sometimes she hurts your feelings. I mean, which one is it? Free yourself and tell the truth. And even if she hurts your feelings, what she's hurting in you lives in you. What is it about you that caused you to feel that hurt? Once again, what I read in the sacred yes, that is your light. Pay attention to that. So clearly there's some unresolved issues. There's something that wants to be healed. There's something that wants to be seeking wholeness. So rather than keep saying she's hurting your feelings, you sit with the feelings and see what's going on. Free yourself. Love yourself enough to free yourself. Love yourself enough to accept yourself. And yes, on a human level, things people say does hurt our feelings. I'm not naive about that. People have said and probably will say something that's going to have me tumbling and spinning like, oh, my God, they don't like me. I can't believe they said that. Sometimes you can be talking to somebody and they just like, I can't hear what you're saying because all I can hear right now is judgment. But once again, it is your light. So get clear about what you mean about great advice and I love her. If you love her, give her the freedom to be herself. Love her enough to say, Mom, you're free to express yourself whichever way you want to express yourself. And I love myself enough, so I want to do something different. I'm going to live my life, but you can give me advice if you want, but I want you to know that I'm not always going to listen to you. I'm not going to follow it. I'm not going to use it if it doesn't work for me. Don't make a big deal out of it unless it is a big deal. But the truth is, you get to choose what you use. Wow. I love time.
Mm-hmm.
Time just slowly flows and goes, and before you know it, it's moved. All right, next question.
Okay. Dear Life Coach Today, this is from Scott. I started listening to your show in an effort to change my life for the better, to become conscious, or as they say, enlightened. My question is, where or how do I begin to raise my vibration to enjoy this new consciousness I desire? Scott.
That's an interesting question. Your question leaves me with more questions. So let me see. That's the kind of like, huh? So you start listening to the show in an effort to change your life for the better. Become conscious or, as they say, enlightened. He said, my question is, where or how do I begin to raise my vibration to enjoy this new consciousness I desire? Wow. That's, I got more questions, but let me just kind of read into it, pun intended. Yeah. I mean, if you really want to raise your vibration, you raise your vibration by allowing what is happening now. When you're allowing, there's a free flowing. There's some words I'm using here, and I'm using them deliberately. Allowing, free flowing, free allowing. Allowing yourself to be here. When you allow yourself to deal with what is happening now. And we are not always in the now because there's a lot of distractions. But when you bring yourself back, the moment you bring yourself back, take a deep breath and look at what's going on, look at what you're feeling, call it negative, call it positive, your vibration's already raised. You're raising your vibration by doing that. When you allowing is love. Freedom is love. So really, you slow down your vibration. I'm using that intentionally. There you go. When you resist the moment, when you resist what you feel, when you resist not feeling enlightened, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I mean, pretty much what I've said in the show today. That's when you block your own vibration, because the vibration is movement. So if you look at your emotions or the things that you're doing and you allow them, it's like releasing everything that you're feeling and moving through, going through and growing through, and throwing them into the ocean. And when you throw them into the ocean, they're ripples. But when you don't allow yourself to feel what you're feeling, when you don't want to acknowledge what is happening, when you don't want to tell the truth about your life, it's like holding on to the stones and saying, "Wash, I remember when I was a child, I used to throw stones into the lake, into the ocean. I love the ripples. Oh, what I would do to see those ripples. Well, throw the stones. Oh, but I love the stones. I don't want to let it go. Oh, I'm environmentally friendly. I don't want to hurt the fishes down there." That's right, fishes. In England, we say fishes. Americans say fish. I say that because someone was debating with me one time. So I want you to know. I know a little bit of English, even though my origin is Nigerian. But anyway, I digress. I don't want to throw the stone because I don't want to hurt the fishes or the creatures in the ocean. You know, I want to. But the minute you hold on to something, then you can't allow the vibration, the waves. And the truth is, you're already enlightened. You said you started listening to the show to change your life. Has your life changed? Well, is there a difference in the Scott that started listening whenever you started listening to the Scott that is here? And here's one simple way to raise your vibration. If what I said before, it's like, well, how do I allow jealousy or feeling alone, feeling betrayed in the moment? It's too much to deal with. Be grateful. Be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for what you don't have. Be grateful for your journey. Be grateful for who you are today. Gratitude will raise your vibration quicker than you can Google it. That's right. I don't know if we've got time for another question. Scott, that's your answer. Be grateful. Be grateful for yourself that you actually went beyond and emailed the question. And you get to help other people. Wow, what a wonderful teacher you are. Celeste, do you think we have let me open your microphone here. Do you think we have time for another question? Well, actually, you probably like, I don't know. You're the one that goes too deep. Don't ask me.
Actually, you trained me well because I'm already thinking about what song you might want to end in with this powerful show that you're having. You also need time to let people know about, you know, some of the places where we're going to be, since this is our last quote-unquote live show for you this week. And the song that I'm thinking about is 4 minutes and 14 seconds long. So what's your time look like?
What song is that?
I was thinking Wind.
Wind, okay. All right, we'll do that.
Yeah, because we're tired of running for our life.
That's right. So here's the thing. Oh, that's a good song, actually. That's actually a perfect song. See, I just want to take this moment to tell you to just share what I'm feeling. There's a light inside of me that's just shining so bright, and I feel so grateful for you for showing up and saying, you know, I'm looking at the time. I've looked at the music. It'll be good. You are really playing the role of a co-producer, and I'm so grateful because as an Aries, I always try and squeeze everything in, and then I got to rush to the end, and sometimes I don't get it done. So thank you for grounding me. I appreciate that. Yes, mm-hmm. We don't have time for another question. We really don't.
Okay.
But as an Aries, I always think I can do this and can do that, and then it's like, oh, my God, I didn't get to say this. I didn't get to say that. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but I do it sometimes. Oh, no, stop it. Okay, so I'm back. Celeste, thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, Lord, wow, what a journey. The journey back to self and understand that all is well, all is perfect, the ups and the downs, the challenges and the successes. Let's not be a slave to the light. Let's not be a slave to success. Let's not be a slave to money because we're trying to get away from poverty. Let's not be a slave to being enlightened because we've been feeling like a victim. Choose freedom. And freedom is in the now. And honoring yourself just as you are. Just as you are. And remember that there are some things that you're going through that you were just born into. And maybe I would go as far as saying you can meditate for the rest of your life, and it's still going to be the same. Why? Because there was nothing wrong with it in the first place. You were just looking at it the wrong way. So it's time to start looking at your life righteously, to seeing your life through the eyes of God, the eyes of good, the eyes of the goddess, the eyes of truth, spiritual truth. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Some quick announcements here. Ambassador will be here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Play Experience, supporting you on your journey to passionately love and appreciate yourself. Play, P-L-A-Y, passionately love and appreciate you. Celeste will be here Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And as I said earlier, starting in April 28th, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show will be one show a week instead of three shows a week. Right now, it's 12 o'clock, same time. I am considering doing it at a later time, maybe around 7 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Eastern. Not 7 to 8, but either 7 or 8. We'll keep you updated. I am breaking the shell of all the stuff that don't serve me. How about that? And April 14th, that week, I'll do a show and then take a break for a week and then come back. We'll tell you, we'll keep reminding you. Change is happening. I'm yielding to it. I have to yield to it. There's some things I need to work on. And it's partly because there are other things I need to, well, it's just expansion has happened. In the expansion, I got to let go of some things. It was scary, but I'm more comfortable with it now. It was very scary when it came, and I heard it. Like, oh, no. I went through all this drama. But, you know, it is what it is. Be love. Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. Because when you're true to yourself, that is an act of love. The veil is so thin right now. The light is shining so bright. All the stuff that you don't need, the stories you've told yourself, are fueling the fire of your own passion. Say yes. Just say yes. And make sure you have a community. And yes, let's have a virtual community like this, but I also encourage you to have somebody you can touch, somebody who can hear you, someone who can feel you, someone you can embrace when you just need a hug. And even if you're feeling alone, you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling depressed, somebody you can say, come here. I want you to always remember, I love you. I love your dirty drawers. So you can just let it all hang out. It's important. I'll be back on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. So listen again. And if you listen to the show right now and you want to back up, just go under the page and just push. There's a rewind button. Go back. I love you so much. I see the best in you, and may you fly to your greatness. Woo, that was great. I'm out of here. Sherry Marie, sherrymarie.com. She'll be on the show with Obasa tomorrow. The Love Goddess. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.